Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria, Gloria, go by. 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 Gloria, Gloria, go by.
Jesus in our mouth, what we're talking about. Taking you on home, cause you're up in our zone. We'll be sitting music on the telephone. Now you know we're not wrong. We won't change our tone.
A testimony today. God used everything we went through to make us who we are, and we're grateful. Come on, say it. God gave me a vision.
God gave me a vision
of where I would be.
Of where I would be.
But He didn't show me what I'd go through.
But He didn't show me what I'd go through
on the journey.
On the journey.
But everything our faith prepared me.
Everything that our faith prepared me.
For what God has for me to do.
For what God has for me to do.
So now that I'm here, I'm going to praise Him.
Now that I'm here, I can praise Him.
For all that I had to go through.
For all that I had to go through.
Come on, say it. What the devil meant for evil.
What the devil meant for evil.
God used to get the glory.
everybody doing this beautiful, beautiful Sunday evening right here on Glorious Gospel Vibe, baby. Woohoo! Yes, sir, with your host, Evangelist Gobi Pope, Miss Derek Tuggle, Dr. Philip Dukes, and Sister Evangelist Peppercorn in the house.
What's up, everybody? What's going on? What's going on?
What's going on? You know, just don't push me. You heard the song. Don't push me.
Sister Scarycorn, how you doing? Sister Scarycorn, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
You sound mighty happy today, girl.
Oh, yeah. I just like that song. It push me. Because, see, I don't like people when they push me. Because when they push me, it's going to be some trouble. See, that's why you got to listen to these songs. It's, you don't push me. That's right.
See, Sister Peppercorn, I'm going to defend you.
I'm
going to defend you right here, Sister Peppercorn. You happy because that might be the joy of the Lord that's on you. It might be.
The joy of the joint. What you said? The joy of the joint.
Oh, so you're trying to be my friend. Okay. Oh, you're my friend today. Okay. Yeah, the joy of the Lord.
Is your, I don't know what you, in the Bible, strength, but I don't know what you go by.
Push me.
My phone is breaking up. Did you say the joy of the joint? My phone is kind of breaking up. I'm getting stuck. You said the joy of the what? The joint? What you got? Is that what you said?
Hey, Ben, wrong show.
Get rid of that cheap phone.
Wrong show.
Get rid of the cheap phone. Anybody said nothing about no joint? I don't know where your mind is. Get it out the gutter. We on the air. Let's get to praying because we don't have to pray some of these demons up off these people that have been there collected all week long. We back here on Sunday. And he's talking about joint. What kind of joint you talking about?
Wrong show or wrong time
wrong
period.
Show. There you go. Oh, Lord. You typical. You stop that. I don't know. Anyway, Mr. D, could you bring us into the service? She got me messed up. I said the service. Into the radio, please. Please, come on.
Well, you know, the old folk used to sing a song that said, I'm glad to be in the service one more time.
One more
time. And the writer go on to say, he didn't have to let me live. He didn't have to let me live. But I'm glad to be in the service one more time. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for allowing us to be in the service of your people. And we don't take it lightly. We honor you. We give you glory. We give you praise. We thank you for every blessing that you have bestowed on us, even the ones that we didn't deserve. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for keeping us. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 That's good. You finally learned something. You must be looking in your seminary book. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You just got to be messing with Minister D. Why?
Well, look, now, you know, I always confuse when you say seminary or cemetery. And I say, I thought about you today when I rolled by the cemetery.
Well,
see, I rolled by the cemetery and I think about you. I think about you and I say, he could have did it, but he didn't.
Where I was going to be putting you. Okay.
I think about him.
All right.
He could have did it, but he didn't. Anyway, go on.
You know, today we're going to be talking, you know, going into part two of when Dr. Deuce was talking about the African Americans and the real Jews. So I hope all those people that, all the listeners that were interested in this subject is on today. Tune in right here. Oh, Glorious Gospel Vibes. You know how to get here. You know if you need to call in or say anything, you know the phone number is 347-324-5839. Just call in or go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Glorious Gospel-Vibes. And, you can listen in and call in. So, you know, and I'm going to tell y'all something. We're getting ready to kind of switch this up a little bit. I think we're going to have to go two hours. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to have to do it. But I'll get more information on that before I get booked, okay? Get buck. What that mean, get buck?
Hey,
what you mean,
hey.
Get buck? What you mean, go, what kind of buck?
Are we going to have, we gonna have the peppercorn? We need to have a peppercorn segment, too.
Hey,
the peppercorn.
No, I don't need no cuz.
Your heart, then you'll understand that it was all love.
Oh, yeah. Woo! That boy can sing. Chase the pal. That's the news right
there. Yeah.
That's
true. GG Billion.
Yeah. Okay, gospel news for today. Investigators say the man who filmed Aubrey's killing was more than a witness. From the beginning, William Bryan has portrayed himself as a concerned citizen, once drawn by commotion when he pulled out his phone and filmed a fatal encounter between two of his white neighbors and Ahmaud Arbery, a 25-year-old black man who was running in their neighborhood. On Friday, the authorities said Bryan, who also is white, had been more than a bystander and had done more than record the final 30 seconds of Aubrey's life. In charging him with murder, officials said that Bryan, who had joined the pursuit of Aubrey and filmed the confrontation in late February from a short distance, had contributed to his death by attempting to confine and detain Aubrey with his vehicle. Bryan was also charged with criminal attempt to commit false imprisonment. If we believed he was a witness, we wouldn't have arrested him. Vic Reynolds, the director of the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, told reporters at a news conference. When the chilling video was posted online more than 2 months after Aubrey was killed on February 23rd, it provoked widespread outrage. Until that point, local activists had struggled to draw broader national attention to the case under the shadow of the coronavirus pandemic. I'm glad.
Whoa.
I wondered what was really going on.
So actually, he was filming, but he was wanting to help detain. That's what you're saying.
He was a part of it. Yeah.
They said that he tried to. Detain him block him with his vehicle. Now, and yeah, that's not the reason I said that he should have been brought up on charges at first, because in most felony crimes like that, whoever was there and witnessed it and didn't report it, you are being charged also.
That's right.
So he should have been arrested.
That's right. It should have been a hate crime, too.
Well, Georgia doesn't have a hate crime law.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only one.
Georgia doesn't have a hate crime law.
I hope the feds pick it up.
Well, the Georgia GBI got it.
Yeah.
For example, if all three of us together and Globus shoot somebody and I leave.
No, I'll do the shooting.
I'm telling on Sister Peppercorn right then. But if I leave and go home and tell my wife and I don't say anything, I'm going to be brought up on charges just as well, because I was there at the scene of the crime.
Yep.
Right. And you was there, right.
When it all went down. Like we say in elementary school.
Didn't he turn in his the video?
Well, he like the rest of me and turned it in 2 months later. So again, that's what he. So you're just as your silence brings about your guilt.
But you know what I'm thinking about this. What I think his conscience got him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
His conscience guided him, and I'm going to get a hats off to the what department of Georgia did that, Minister
that's,
McTuggle.
Glenn County. That's Glenn County in Brunswick, Georgia.
Whoever the officials are, hats off to them for charging them and picking it up and running it in the ground. We've got to give those people some credit, because it is some good white folk out there, okay? Mean to do right. It just ain't enough of them. But it's up. They out there. Our white brothers and sisters, they are out there. You know, and I am, y'all know, and I am in no way have no what's the name of that character on the Boondocks? Uncle, is it Uncle Remus? What's his name?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what the Boondocks
yeah.
is. Okay.
But there's some good white folk
TV.
Out there that'll
he
tell
was
the
on
truth.
TV. He was on TV when they first, when he first gave the video mm-hmm. turned the video in, and him and his wife, and he was saying something about you know, he just had to do something because then he looked like he was, you know, feeling good.
It's
kind of like, I wonder why he's saying it like that, like he just can't take it no more.
God, let's be honest and tell the truth about it. God got in it. He watched it happen.
Yeah.
He could have stopped it, but he got in it.
Yeah.
Well, I think he didn't say anything because the actual perpetrator, you know, the one that pulled the trigger, is a retired police officer. I believe that's why
mm-hmm.
he didn't say anything. So the police officer probably told him, you know, this is just my opinion. He told him, look, this is what we're going to do.
That's right.
So just keep it hush. Because there's no way you can't tell me that retired police officer, which he had been on the force for years, didn't know what he was doing. So he had already kept in mind when he committed this crime, how he was going to go about covering it up, and he did just what I see it.
Yeah. But,
That's right.
Wow.
And maybe he didn't know about the film. Maybe the guy didn't tell him that he was filming. Maybe he found out later. Maybe he didn't actually know about it because he would have made him erase it. I know I would have. You erase that right now.
Maybe he didn't know about it. Maybe he did not know about it. But it sure bothered him enough. And his wife was sitting there with him looking. Both of them looking like, we can't take this no more. We're going to have to do the right thing.
That's right.
And that's the way they were looking.
That's
and
right.
I was wondering why they were looking like that. You know, like, he was like, I had to turn it in, you know. Right.
That's right.
Right, so okay. Good news. Good news. That's good. That's good news so far. Good news so far. Good thanks, Sister Peppercorn
right.
wasn't the one to pull the trigger. Whoa, boy! It's a good thing. It's
well,
a good thing. Go ahead. I wouldn't have been shooting my brothers anyway.
Considering, looking back to the point of pulling the trigger, he did that, and once I saw the video, I told my wife what he was going to do. He was going to say he felt like his son was in fear for his
mm-hmm.
life, and that's why he shot him. Because
it's a fear for his
if you
life,
look at the
that's what they
when
do.
You look at the video. When you look at the video, Aubrey is holding one end of the gun, and he's hitting his son.
So that was the son holding the gun, not the father.
Right. That was the
so
son.
The father one shot the gun. Shot him.
Yeah, on the back, because he was the one standing on the back
on
of
the
pickup
back of the truck. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
So he was holding the gun and he was beating him.
Yeah, he was.
You know, basically, you know,
they fighting
for his life.
Over the gun, right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, and when I looked at it, I said, that cop is going to use a defense that he thought his son was getting ready to get killed.
And was he walking down the street with that rifle, or was the other person who had the rifles? Why would you fear for his son if he ain't got no weapons?
Well, but I don't know if he was contingent upon how much of that video was shown.
They need me
that,
to be the lawyer on this one.
I need to be
the lawyer.
What it looked like he was committing was called a forcible felony. And that is, if I walk up on somebody, like if I walk up on you and Bishop Dukes, and Bishop Dukes pulls a gun on you, I can shoot him because he's committing what's called a forcible felony without any notice or without
mm-hmm.
Drop your weapon. I could pull out my gun and just drop it.
Mm-hmm.
That was for free, y'all.
I would have did it for you. I didn't do nothing. I just shot you all in the head. Mm-hmm.
So,
I don't understand. Okay, all right, okay.
You too, gang.
But anyway. I got the story. But my thing is, my only question about this whole situation was, people that call themselves been doing citizen's arrest with a gun, that don't work no more.
No.
It don't. They talking about the first thing, that was a citizen's arrest. Call the police. if you see somebody doing something wrong, please let listeners call the police.
Well,
that's right.
Stop trying to take your gun out there and you're going to shoot somebody because you
that's
might
right.
get shot. You don't know who might be looking, but that's what happens.
But
you might get shot.
Well,
but guess
that's
what?
That goes up under the law of a citizen's arrest because he's going to say he saw that someone was in fear of their life. That's why I'm saying this from experience. He's
mm-hmm.
going to say that he saw someone in fear for his life. That's why he acted. Now, we all know it's nonsense, but that's the argument.
Right,
that
right.
He's
I got
going
a question.
Well, I hope the prosecution got something for that, too.
I have a question. I have a question.
Go ahead.
Why is it that it's never no black person caught up in that kind of scenario? And when it is,
because
they go to jail.
Because the black people already know the rules.
Can I answer that?
Black people. Go ahead, Suspenseful.
Black people ain't finna do no citizen arrest. That's the first thing. They ain't finna, don't put citizens in that. Don't even put arrest in that. They just gonna bust you wide open. That's what they gonna do. And run.
It's a sad case, but most black people are
yep.
gonna do like the monkeys. Hear no evil, see no evil. Speak no
evil.
Don't
put
me in it.
Unless you pull a gun on them, you pull a gun on them, they're going to pull a gun on you and all that kind of stuff.
There was a black lady in Miami. Her husband was abusing her, and she pulled out the gun and shot in the air, and they gave her 15 years.
Yeah, that's against the law. That's against the law, too, shooting up in the air because.
And also,
he was trying to kill her.
Somebody came up to, I seen where somebody ran up to this person's door with a gun. They didn't even know the person. They ran up because they were looking for somebody. They ran up to the door. The person inside, and when they seen it wasn't there, they took off. They tried to run. They tried to walk off, but they were steady talking stuff. So the person inside had a gun. And they said, get out of my house. I don't know you. Girl. And walk. And they stepped across the threshold of the door.
Uh-huh.
And that's what caused them to go to jail. Terroristic threat. How they gonna be the terrorist threat when somebody ran up in your house? Oh, that person was on the outside of the door. They walked across the threshold outside to the outside. Mm-hmm.
Well, Georgia law, if somebody's standing out in your yard with a gun, you can't shoot him. All you gotta do is call the police.
No, you can't. Right.
But as soon as he stepped across the threshold of your door, all bets are off. Because
right.
he is in
yeah,
home.
Well, all bets up. But he didn't step off. They stepped out. They stepped out of their house with their gun, and that's what caused them to go to jail.
Yeah, exactly. He's supposed to stay. He should have stayed in his house. They're gonna say you should have stayed in your house because he was inside. Y'all were inside.
Mm-hmm.
He was outside. They're gonna say he's
mm-hmm.
not a threat. He wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Or
called the police.
Or
right,
the popcorn.
Right.
Give him the proper scenario for that. What you do something about popcorn? You shoot him and drag him in, right?
Shoot him. You took the words out of my mouth. You bust him in the head. Shoot him in the head. Drag him in. And say, this man was in my house. I bust the cap in him. That's how you do it. Where are you from, woman? Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Pray for
him. The police show up crying and everything. Mm-hmm.
I found him right here.
Mm-hmm.
I see why they took your E. I see right now why the E is gone. Oh, I got my E back. You must have forgot. Well, if you got it back, you're getting ready to get it taken again because of what you just said. So you gonna drag them in, pop them in the head, and all that kind of stuff. Your E is gone.
I tell my wife. I say anybody come in that house while I'm not there. I say you do just like the mouse. You point and click.
That's right.
Okay. I don't care what they say. Them somebody come in this house. Woo-hoo, it's over. Anyway, let's get on because we passing the hour right now. We running out of my body. I mean, the news was just, you know, it's just so many opinions. So many people got different opinions, and it's gonna be, you ain't seen nothing yet. When this case ain't even up underway yet. It's going to be off the chain. So y'all just stay tuned for part 3 of Mr. D's investigation on the Arbor case. Okay.
I'm right.
He don't have no case. How he going to get a case? What's my case? Let me give me a case. Oh, okay. Right before we go to why are African Americans, are the African Americans the real Jews? Oh, anybody got it? You know, it's just like, I want to play this little short thing. It's like the Jew. Everything is yes and no. It falls. That's just a little clipping from Judith McAllister. Sister Fat Peppercorn, please listen to this song. 1 minute. We're here. Like the Jew.
I think you know this little song. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Like you do every morning, gently rest upon my heart.
Y'all hear me?
Well,
we hear you. Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah,
okay, cool.
I hear some kind of in the background. Something going on.
Yeah, some kind of echo. Well, I'm quiet on my end. I'm in a secluded area.
That's Mr.
Okay,
D.
Now, I want to talk about, this is a popular subject again, about black people being the real Jews. All right? Which, first of all, when using the article, the real Jews, is not true. First, that's the first thing I'm going to tell you, it's not true. Just like all white people are not the real Jews, okay? So I want to clarify some things for you so you don't get deceived by these false teachings, okay? Because they are false teachers. When they start teaching what they do, they'll say, well, who are the African-American people because you weren't taught your history. So when you got a vacuum, it's very easy to fill it up with anything if you don't have proper information. Now, y'all come on, walk with me. I'm 60. I'm in my mid-60s. I remember growing up as a kid being shamed to be identified with Africa. Okay? We were ashamed to be called Africans, and those negative images that you got on Tarzan. White man gets lost in the jungle. He controls all the animals. He can talk to them. He can live with them, and he controls all the tribes. That was white supremacy propaganda. So we grew up with all these negative things in our minds, okay, that we've got to deal with. And then also in our culture, we get folk that get a little information, and because they got issues, they get these false teachings, you know, about black supremacy and history twisted. Like, and this whole thing about the black African-American, or what we call, and they'll say the so-called Negro, is the true Hebrew. That's not true. Some of you believe that because you haven't done the proper study, and you think that's an attack on your blackism. It's not. It's not. Because most of those guys, I have debated with the Hebrew Israelites from New York. They were different places I would see them. I would just go and just add myself to the conversation because I know they're a hate group. They're a hate group. They ain't no different than the Ku Klux Klan. They're the black version of the Ku Klux Klan, but they got the Bible in their hand. Okay? And most of those groups are like that. And then let me tell you this. They're going to try to lead you back to the Old Testament, back under the law. And they ain't been born again. They done learned a few Hebrew words, and now they think they are the true Hebrew. Let me tell you something. That word Hebrew means border crosser. Check out your table of nations. You will not find Hebrews. Abraham is the first Hebrew, a colored man that came out of Ur of the Chaldean. The ancient Jews are colored people. In the Torah, there's nobody from Europe. Okay? Nobody from China. Nobody from the Philippines. Nobody from Japan. All these different cultures of people are in their land. God called Abraham out of Ur of the Chaldeans, the land of Shinar. A black man by the name of Nimrod settled that land. Study your Bible. Don't just let people talk to you, okay? Because this whole thing about we are real black Jews is leaven. That's error mixed with truth. And the mind that's not real studied is ripe for the misinformation and the disinformation. Okay? So now, let me prove to you that we are, first of all, not the article, true Hebrews. They'll start in Deuteronomy 28. They'll read those passages, and they'll make you identify with them. If you've seen the video, who are the Negroes, the true Negroes in America, and they'll identify all those things that you see in there, those scriptures with us, the chains, the ships, and all that. But let me tell you something. In the Mediterranean Sea, a lot of Jews went into slavery through the Mediterranean Sea. Okay? They'll say that America is the it was prophesied in the Bible as the true Egypt. There is no prophecy in the Bible about America. That's the same thing these white folk founding fathers came over here with that manifest destiny crap, the same thing they were saying. There is no prophecy in the Bible about America. America was built on trickery and lies and not prayer.
That's right.
Another subject. Let me get off that. Okay. Now, I'm going to show you why we ain't the true Hebrews, all right? Now, a lot of black people have Jewish roots. Cause, let me tell y'all something. Some of us, even our pastors, are so jacked up. When you read your Bible, they portray everybody as white. Y'all say amen in radio land and in the studio on the phone. Amen. Okay, they teach you everybody white. Everybody white. Everybody white. That's a lie, first of all. So these folks, they don't find out these lies, and now they add their mess on top of it. When God called Abraham out of Ur of the Chaldeans, this colored man, okay, all of the Arab world roots are tied to black people as God changed the people. Them people around the Tower of Babel was all black folk, all right, dark brown folk. They were somewhere between Obama and Wesley Snipes, okay? That's a big color range between them, okay? And then they begin to change as they go out. When we look at the call of Abraham, and he sends him down to Canaan land, not the Middle East, the Canaan land, some old black people. There were a million, over 2 million, 2 to 5 million people on the west coast of Africa, probably about 5 million. There were 5 million people in Central Africa. There were over 5 million people in Western Africa. There's over 5 million people in South Africa. How in the Sam Hill did we become the real Jews? There's over 5 million people in West Africa. You got kingdoms in West Africa. Timbuktu, Jenna, Mali, Benin, all these kingdoms along the Niger River that were flourishing during the time of Abraham. 500, 700 BC, 800 BC. High in the Sam Hill that all of a sudden they became the real Jews. See, some of y'all, you don't think. You don't read your Bible. Because you're trying to, instead of looking at who you are, you're letting these folk, because how Eurocentric society taught us, taking on some that somebody who ain't even saved telling you. And some who are saved and got deceived because they don't study. That's not demoting you or ripping you from anything. I'm trying to uncover the lie. Did you not know that a lot of the European people who call themselves Jews, they were proselytes in the second century, and even before that. Read your Bible in Acts. Jesus told them, y'all go to and fro of the earth, and you make these people, these proselytes, twice the son of hell than you are. Okay? Because people, that's why God had called Abraham, that all the nations of the earth be blessed. All because his truth came in the earth through this colored man named Abraham. Then it was qualified with Moses. Now, on these videos, they'll start showing you all this stuff about the American experiments and the pyramids and all that. And they set that deception up for you to look at and say, oh, yeah, but you don't know enough history to make that decision watching that video. Because in 70 A.D., the temple was torn down and the kingdom was split. You had northern tribe and southern tribe, 12 in the north, 2 in the south. 70 A.D., that's when Israel was torn down, the woman come in shacked, and all the people were dispersed. 70 A.D. Now, the black diaspora happens right around, started around the 11th century. The Dutch, the Portuguese, all right, in that slave trade. But the Arabs was doing it before then, all right? So how here you come, some almost 1,000 years later, talking about, oh, this is the true dispersion right here, and linking yourself to Deuteronomy 28 because you don't have enough insight and history to study. Mm-hmm. 70 A.D., the temple was torn down, and the Jewish people in the north and the south, they were dispersed. You got a tribe in Africa called the Limbo. Y'all go on YouTube and Google the Limbo and look at these black Jewish people. We were already in our land, a lot of us in our bloodlines. I did a DNA test. And some of them, they don't like that. Well, you can't crush nothing from the white man. Negro, please. Oh, and by the way.
Okay.
The word,
but they were black Jews, though. But they were black Jews. They just wasn't.
That's what I'm telling you. They are black Jews. That's what I'm telling you. I'm telling you that. That's true. But we are not the Hebrew people. Article the,
right.
Meaning only the.
No.
A lot of folks got those bloodlines. So in Mali, kingdoms, we came out of those kingdoms that was destroyed by Eurocentric colonialism, okay? The Jewish people, bloodlines went all around the world. White people got Jewish bloodlines. Let me show you something about your Bible that you keep jumping over. Y'all remember when there was an argument with Paul about Timothy because his daddy was a Greek. Read your Bible.
Mm-hmm.
All these people intermarried. I'm a man. Okay, let me talk. Y'all brothers, y'all help me. Your wife ain't going to hit you in the head, okay? Y'all know good and well men like other women from other cultures. It's just something about a man. It's something about Becky that turned him on. So he been looking at that big, voluptuous black girl, which he had in her head, but he want that little one that's got kind of like an ironing board look, you know? It's just something he wanted. We like women of different cultures, and that's been going on. And they intermarried. They intermarried all cultures. They intermarried Egypt. Our black folks who started Egypt. Remember, the original name of Egypt is Kemet. That word means people with the black face. They married those people in Asia Minor. They married those people. They conquered Europe and married them. The Moors went into southern Europe and married those people. All these people all mixed up, been doing that because we one human race. But these people who tell you we the real Jews, that is a lie. A lot of us are linked in it, but go take a blood test. I did. I found out that my bloodline took me all up through the Congo and the place where the Limba are and those other black tribes are. Now, let me get down with this. They take those scriptures out of context and well put those videos well together to make you feel like that. But you
right.
got to understand that timeline between 70 A.D. and the 11th century. Okay? You got to understand that timeline. You got to understand when that slave trade started on the west coast of Africa. Those people brutalized us, but we're not the only people on the earth that's been brutalized. Okay, and I am no way and no form marginalizing or diminishing the brutality that human society did. It was wicked. It was evil. And they still don't want to admit it. They also did the same thing in South America to those people that we don't talk about very much. But for us black folk, don't you let these folk deceive you about culture and about who we are. Let me tell you something else about our culture. You got to understand that Africa is about three times the size of the United States. Okay? We got all kind of culture in Africa that they miseducate us about. Akala G. Woodson wrote a book called The Miseducation of the Negro. It's a good book to read because he brings up a whole lot of the psychological profile of what Eurocentric society did. And listen, when I was in school and when I was studying in seminary, before I got my master's or my PhD, and I didn't study under their particular banner because I don't do that. You can't tell me nothing. I got to go research it. I got to go look at it. I got to flip it up, sideways, down, and look at it until God speaks to me and show me something, and not just my mind because I'm in a particular bent. Because if I was not saved, I would probably be one of those black Hebrew Israelites because they're violent. They want to take you to war. Eventually, that's where they want
Jesus.
You to go. Because they don't have the Spirit of God. But they'll tell you, they'll use the Bible out of context. Now, let me show you something else. When you talk about the tribes of Israel, a lot of them was black folk. I'm going to tell you about the black people when they tell you that. That when you look at a Moabite, when you look at the people in Egypt, these are black people. When another group of black people persecuting another group of colored people, because there are six or seven different shades of what we call black people. Oh, you see it in your family. Some of y'all black as me. You know I'm black. Well, I ain't got kind of like dark chalky brown. But some of y'all is Wesley Snipes black.
Mm-hmm.
And some
the
of y'all
black.
Is brown.
Ashley Simpson black.
Yeah. And some of us are brown. We're the colored people, but we call ourselves black. Because in America, the darker you were, the worse they treated you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so this whole thing about we being the real Jews is deception, okay? I'm not trying to pull you down with no Uncle Ruckus, that's his name, on the Boondocks, with that Uncle Ruckus mindset. I just want to set the record straight so you don't get deceived. Because I meet so many brothers, like, you know we the real Jews. I say, no, we ain't, dog. No, we ain't. And anyway, you ain't even in this thing if you ain't been born again. If you have not received the Ruach HaKodesh, that's Hebrew
Come
for the Holy
now.
Spirit, the Pneuma, the Holy Spirit doesn't indwell you. You have no part in God at all. If you ever come to Jesus, who is Yeshua HaMashiach, if you ain't came to him, if you haven't received him, God ain't spoke to you, you don't know nothing, you just running your mouth.
Ooh. Oh,
that's all you do. You're like Lucifer around. Lucifer around here saying stuff that talking about what God told you. God ain't said a word to you. But
I like
we need
to call
study
them.
Those bloodlines because those bloodlines went everywhere. They went everywhere. You got some Indian people that are in the Jewish blood. China. Because remember, them Jewish men, when they were traveling, you know, they were knocking boots, y'all. They're going to get some.
You know it.
Come on,
you know.
Come on, let's be real now.
Mr. D, I got to mute you.
And if he had a baby over there, and if that Jewish woman had a baby, that child got Jewish blood. Because ain't no such thing as no 100% Jewish person. That ain't true, because when you study the text, they married everybody.
Mm-hmm.
They married everybody. They had an Ethiopian wife. Who had an Ethiopian wife? What his name was? Moses.
Moses. And I think
Joseph
that's where they got a lot of this
was
mess
a,
from. That, I think they yeah,
Moses.
Just assumed that he was white or something.
No,
they,
no, no white man.
He was. I said that's what they assumed just because they say it said in the Bible that he married an Ethiopian woman like that, right? He was some kind of Greek or something else
other than being black. That's the white premise. The premise is he was a white man. That's a lie. You were taught that, but it's a lie. I tell all my Jewish friends, European Jewish friends. I call them European Jews. I said, what do you mean European Jews? I say, if you go back to Moses' day, it wasn't nobody in Israel looked like you. Wasn't no blonde-haired, blue-eyed Jews. No. These were colored people, y'all. But they were, don't they say that they were all black people? No, that we're it? No, we're not. Because when God called Abraham, here's the key. Don't forget the key. This is the key. When God called Abraham out of Ur of the Chaldeans, there were over 5 million people in West Africa, 5 million people in Central Africa, 5 million people in West Africa, East Africa. How did all of a sudden we all become the real Jews? Come on, that's just common thinking. That's just common thinking. We had kingdoms that's older than the call of Abraham. Just from culture sense. Okay? God called Abraham to put his truth in the earth. Hebrew, boy the cross up. That's all the name means. Go look it up in your concordance.
Okay, but it sounds like what you're saying is that the Jews were, that since it was all these different African nations or whatever, 5 million here, east, west, north, and south, And when Abraham, you know, was called, it just seemed like you're saying that we were there before Abraham. Now you're saying we were before Abraham, but yet we're still not, the Jews were not
I'm
black.
I'm saying the culture,
that's what
black
it sound
culture.
Like.
No. Let me explain that. Black culture precedes the call of Abraham because all the nations in the earth were doing evil worship. That's why God called Abraham to put his truth in the earth. That was the reason he said that all the nations of the earth will be blessed through you, because Messiah is going to come through this line, and God's truth is going to come through that line, even though Abraham never wrote anything down, okay? But black people were all over Africa with these different cultures, and God said, let me put my truth in there, because all the people in the earth gone crazy. They done create their own religions. You got the people in China. Buddhism was already here. Shintoism was already here. All these other things were art. And listen, our people in Canaan, they were sacrificing their children to Moloch and their firstborn to Baal, setting them on fire. Talking about, we're going to make it rain for crops and all that. All kind of demon worship was going on in the earth. That's why God called Abraham. But as God called Abraham, they married into all these different people and different cultures.
Well, I want to say that this is our African American, the Real Jews, part two. We're going to go to the Black Israelites, part three, next month. We got to get that in there because
that's
we need
right.
to hook
all
that
people.
Up together. Right.
That's
we need
right.
to give so our brothers and sisters can understand that have something to go search out. It's like homework.
I'm gonna give y'all for yourself if you don't believe. But and also I'm gonna help you with the archaeology and the anthropology of it.
Right.
Yeah.
So
you need to know that.
Educate us, Bishop. So us and all these other folk can stop going around with our uneducated and uninformed opinions.
Yeah, because you let me get to the root of it. Because you mad at white folk and what they did, and you'll find out this whole, so much that they done lied about, because there were never any niggas in Africa. I know we use that word in a loving way, but there was no ignorance.
No,
in
he didn't use the N word on the air. Yeah.
Jesus.
That's right. I said it. I said it. Because that word, how we use it today, in a loving fashion, our forefathers took it to, hey, you my nigga. That means me and you were close. We was down. Okay? They're trying to not, they don't want us to teach that, because when you teach that, you also show how horrific the society was treating black folk. I learned that from some black folk that was born at the turn of the century when I was in the 70s. Oh, man. This is, come here, boy.
Hey, Glovin.
Come here, boy. Hey, I'll tell you my nigga. Yeah.
Hey, Glovin. Who is that gave us our award? Who gave us our awards for the last couple of years for Radio Station of the Year? Who is that? What was the name of the award?
Minstrel Appointed.
Was it Spin Award?
The Spin Award.
Okay.
Yeah.
We need to go back to them and see if they were given an award for the most unpolitically correct show. But that would be us.
That's right. Hallelujah.
This year coming up, I didn't even enter into this year, because they had a little thing on there saying, all y'all that done won awards, don't sign up.
I got it. The Keep It 100 Award for the year, of the year.
That's right.
Keep It 100 Award.
Matter of fact, right. I'm just gonna put that at the top of the thing on our banner. The Keep It 100 Award.
No. Don't say 100.
Okay, we got United Sections. 100. I know what you say. 100.
H-U-N-E-N-I-T.
H-U-N-E-N-I-T. We are in.
Tell us, and you know we're not. We're gonna change our tone. We're gonna tell it.